Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ricky Bird is a guitarist and songwriter who is also a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with the Blackhearts, as in Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, a band he spent 10 years in, starting with the album I Love Rock and Roll. Ricky's got a brand new album of his own out now and joins me right now. Hello.
How you doing, Dave?
I am doing fine. The album is called Sobering Times, which could be a commentary on the current state of affairs in 2020, but it refers more to your three-decade-long sober life. Congratulations on the sobriety and on the album.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, man. I'm glad it's getting great reviews and people are getting what I'm trying to put out there.
Yeah, you know, actually, these are not sobering times in 2020. Substance abuse is probably higher than ever, given what people are going through right now. So a message like yours is very timely.
Right, but, the reason I came up with that title is, and listen, when this record was finished, I went crazy trying to figure out a title. On my phone, I have probably, 80 titles, and, 70 of them were awful. and the rest of the other 10 were used already. But I was on the phone with somebody talking about what's going on, and I said, damn, these are sobering times. And I just went, oh, there's my title. Because, yeah, they are. And also, the bottom one hits before they hopefully reach out for help are the most sobering times.
Interesting.
And I just thought it was a combination of timely and also, a reason why somebody will look to a solution as opposed to living the life they were leading.
Real quick, because you brought it up, give me one or two of the really bad titles that you had on your phone there.
Oh, God, I'd have to look on my phone. I mean, they were goofy.
Yeah.
They were just, you just write, you get a thought walking down the street and you just write it in the notes on your phone.
Yeah.
I would rather forget them.
Okay, we'll leave that topic behind then. But I want to go back to the idea of hitting rock bottom. You have an interesting story in that you kind of bottomed out and got sober while you were still in the midst of huge success. Most people, it comes well after they've gotten off the train. But you were still in the Blackhearts at the time you got sober. What was Joan Jett's reaction to your getting sober?
Oh, God, I don't know. You'd have to ask her. I mean, I was just, I was on the road, so it was a bit of a challenge. But luckily, I had a little piece of time in New York where I got to get my sea legs, so to speak, and get involved in recovery and community support group meetings and stuff like that. So I did have plenty of phone numbers, and when we hit the road again, I just had to change my road behavior from hanging out at a bar afterwards after the show to hanging around drugs and alcohol. I had to really it was a challenge. Let's just keep it at that. It was a challenge, but I got through it, because I had a lot of help.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member guitarist Ricky Bird's got a brand new album out called Sobering Times. Do you think, the rock and roll lifestyle, obviously back then you were surrounded by a lot of temptations, but do you think you were predisposed to go that way anyway? Say if you were driving a forklift, Ricky Bird, the forklift driver, do you think you would have had a problem with alcohol?
Yeah, you definitely don't want me driving a forklift, but that's a whole other conversation. It's in my family. My dad and his father both died directly from, as a direct result of drinking. So genetically, I think I have the disease of addiction and alcoholism. As far as the rock and roll lifestyle, look, when I was a kid and I was reading rock magazines, I certainly looked up to some of the people that are no longer with us.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like a glamorous way to live. Of course, you don't know. I mean, I found out later, like the end of the night is usually, you know, 4 o'clock in the morning in your hotel room with a bottle of Jack and dry goods. But I don't know. I mean, listen, not everybody in the rock and roll business parties heavy. It's just I was just interested in hanging around with those people because I did. So, yeah, is it out there? Yeah, but it's all over society, man. It's in every part of society.
Absolutely.
You know, I think we have the cliche of, like, you know, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. So it was certainly out there, and it was the 80s, and it was, you know, part and parcel, I guess. But I didn't have to do it. I was just in deep with that particular crowd, and it just served me well at the time.
And, you know, it's funny that you say served me well, because I was going to mention that when you're in a successful rock and roll band, too, you never hear no from anybody else. They are there to serve you, and nobody takes you aside and says, hey, this is maybe going down the wrong path.
Well, I think you got away with it because the rock and roll business was different, and there was money flowing everywhere. Record companies, I think people turned a blind eye to a lot of the behavior because of that, because the people were still selling, you know, millions and millions of records. I think the rock and roll business has changed, and you know, I don't think people put up with it as much, although, you know, if you watch TMZ enough, you see people falling by the wayside. But I think it's a different time, and recovery has become part of the dictionary, you know, it's just part of the, what's the word, lexicon?
The lexicon, yeah. And the stigma is gone from it, too, I think. Not entirely, but it certainly is.
It's gone. You still got people that say, hey, man, what are you, weak, man? Why don't you just stop? But that's their problem.
Right. I think, by and large, most people are coming around to the idea that recovery is a good thing and not anything to be ashamed of, and more people like you speaking about it, I think that is what makes it so.
I mean, I'm trying to, like, crush the stigma in my, you know, as far as what I do, and hopefully by putting out a record like this, it kind of squashes that a little bit. And I love when people come over to me and say, man, I grew up on your music, you know, I'm in recovery, or, like, I lost somebody in my family, and it's good to know that, you know, we don't have to live that way. And so, I'm happy with the results of what I'm doing. And I just hope that people get something out of it, and somebody hears something that they might need to hear at the time.
Ricky Bird's new album is called Sobering Times. I want to switch gears real quick just for a minute here.
Sure.
You've been on stage with Roger Daltrey and Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr, Alice Cooper, Bruce Springsteen, lots of huge names. Did you ever share a stage with Eddie Van Halen ever?
You know what? No, I've never even met him. And I just heard such great things about him as a person. So I'm sorry I never got to meet him, but God bless him, you know. It's a shame.
And you were already playing guitar when he came on the scene. You'd already been around yourself for a while, but were you at all influenced by him? Tell me what he meant to you.
I mean, as a guitar player, I mean, I appreciated what he did. He was obviously a genius, and he changed the whole landscape. But, I mean, my guitar playing is more from the Chuck Berry, Keith Richards, Albert King school, and all, you know, although I appreciate what Eddie Van Halen did, you know, my style is from another place.
Right.
But he was certainly a genius, no doubt, you know, and for that generation of guitar players, he certainly made people want to pick up the guitar that probably wouldn't have, just like Joan, you know, there's people that saw something different that they could maybe do, or made them want to do it, and they picked up the guitar. So, you know, God bless the guy, you know. More importantly, I mean, his guitar playing, great, but I heard that he was just a lovely, sweet guy, and to me, that's more important.
Well, a friend of mine, real quick, had a quote that I liked that could apply to Joan as well, that Eddie Van Halen inspired a lot of people to pick up the guitar and then inspired them to put it back down when they realized they weren't ever going to be as good as him.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, he was a technical genius. I mean, I wouldn't even know where to start, like, to try to play a Eddie Van Halen riff. But he was also a blues guitar player, man. And, you know, if you look beyond the technical aspects of what he did and the new kind of guitar playing, he was just a rock and roll guitar player. He just took it to another place, just like Jimi Hendrix did. You know, Jimi Hendrix, like, who played like Jimi Hendrix before Jimi Hendrix? No, nobody.
Well, you can hear Ricky Bird's guitar playing and his songwriting and singing. Sobering Times, brand new album from him, is available. And thanks so much for your time and for sharing your story with us.
Let's just mention you can get it at RickyBird.com.
All right, RickyBird.com is where you go. Take care.
Thanks, brother. Have a great day.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com?
we make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.